Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, freezing the kicker plus calories, donuts, and popcorn. Sounds delish. Right after this.
Dino's and Crofts, is that it?
Yeah.
See the nympho dancing in the window. I love to watch as she shakes her behind. I walk up and meet her on the doorstep. She kneels down and I suddenly find dirty knees make me feel fine. The thing that she's going is not mine.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Look around the room. It's a beard fest.
You're
Josh with his beard, Chick with his beard. Now Ace
maybe
is growing
I
a beard.
A beard.
No, I told you I wasn't going to shave on the breaks.
So. I think that's fascinating. I think that's probably just an easy do for you. I mean, just go out and find some guy and hang out.
Sure.
I think watching the Golden Globes just counts.
Oh, come on.
Let's just move on. We are once again.
Did you try to watch it at all?
No,
you?
I didn't. Of course.
I watched
because my new favorite show. The guy won the Best Actor, The Bodyguard.
Yeah.
The BBC on the Netflix show, The Bodyguard. He won.
Good. I watched the opening monologue, the joke-free monologue. If you saw that with the
no, I didn't catch any of it.
It wasn't a monologue. They're both up there. But pretty unfunny. then I gave up.
I thought they were trying to do their best. I like Andy and Sandra.
I like them both.
Sandra Oh.
She's in my favorite movie.
Sideways.
She's great in that.
Is she in that?
Remember mm-hmm. that she clobbers the guy on the face with the helmet? God, that's funny. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studios.
I got a tweet over the weekend that this lady said, I'm really sad about the Bob and Tom Show because it's become so mean. And I took that personally because... I can't sit here and let Tom say some things. So I consciously came in today and tried. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be nice to you. Uh-huh. I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to
Good.
Give you a
nothing,
wide
nothing
berth.
Mean at all.
You okay? All right, there you go.
Have I said anything mean?
Yeah.
What?
Well, off the air. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm
See, that's
go on the air with them.
That's the thing. For some reason, maybe a psychiatrist could help us. You feel, I think in your brain, if you're not on the air, it's not really happening. I think. Does that make sense? That makes sense to you?
I think like, see what you're saying. Well, let's have a nice, pleasant, happy sportscast. How about that?
Well,
fun, nice things in sports.
That's an exciting.
Have we gotten mean? I love all of you.
Oh. Well, it's just him. Cody Parkey, not beloved by Chicago Bears fans right now. He missed a potential game-winning field goal, the wild card game against Philly yesterday afternoon at Soldier Field, a beautiful facility.
Once again, Soldier Field looks like a UFO raping the Acropolis.
Being mean.
No, it's true. It's terrible architecture. Architects
you know, though,
everywhere should just quit.
That drive that you take on Lakeshore past the stadium,
yes.
it looks weird, but from on the TV last night, with the views from the air, it looked pretty nice.
I'm sure it does. It's dark outside.
It's very lit up.
Once again, they had electricity and lights now. And
I feel like they designed it strictly for the sky views, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think they wanted to keep the original facade a little bit.
They do.
Know,
they
a
have
bit
the
of history.
They have the pillars there still, and it looks great.
They tear the whole thing down.
Doesn't look great. It looks awful. Sorry if there are any architects with any taste listening. They're agreeing with me.
Where are we here?
So I just hate that freezing the kicker thing. It's just such poor sportsmanship.
It's icing the kicker.
Whatever the hell it's called. It's just ridiculous. Coming up, by the way, we have a special treat.
Do we?
For goodness sake.
Now, that's going to be coming up in the news. I love that song.
He was saying, for goodness sake. Yeah, because
wow.
For a second there, I thought we were having a Grover moment.
Where, boy, that sounded like.
I thought we were all done.
Yeah.
Why not run through that again real quick? Let me hear that.
Well,
yeah.
This is a great song. This is in the news today. Always loved this song. And here it is.
For goodness sake.
Why is the hippie hippie shake in the news?
Well, the Beatles from back in the 60s.
We're going to find out. It may be a little bit Beatlesque. And it's
not sound. The Beatles? That's not Johnson?
I thought we were doing the Vietnamese restaurant story.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
I have enjoyed your hippie program.
Yeah, that's the hippie, hippie shake, Floyd.
You don't see as many as you used to.
No, you sure don't.
Boy, the Bears fans are kicking the shine today, ain't they?
Yes. Well,
not very happy, yeah.
Well, you know, they claim it's a team sport, and you win as a team and lose as a team, but it's kind of hard to buy into when it's all your fault.
Well, there's a lot of other factors.
I got something that I need to ask about it. Are they still drug testing in the NFL?
Of course. Sure, yeah. Why?
Well, I believe they need to test him again.
Why?
Seems like he's been hitting the pipe quite a bit. I didn't mean to kick a kicker with the kickers down, of course.
Of course.
Especially what it's a kicking for the Bears. We actually got a distant relative. It's a Bears legend we're hoping to connect with at the next family reunion.
Who's that?
Well, his first name's Earl. Last name's Lacker. See, Lacker's my mother's maiden name. And Earl's quite common on her side of the family.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's hard to believe the government's shutting out again.
Yeah.
That's Brian Urlacher. His last name's Urlacher.
I was going
Earl
to buy
Locker.
A book of stamps today, but okay. I reckon I'll have to write it out again.
Oh, boy. Oh,
here's
boy.
Here's Cody Parkey's quote yesterday from losing
post.
Post to the game. It's one of the worst feelings in the world. Yeah, I let my team down, so I feel terrible.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
I know.
How is it to be the reporter having to ask him that? So, how was it? Shame the first one didn't count, huh? You know, the one you got. sorry. Back to you, Jake.
And this morning, a 90-year-old cyclist.
Got his balls caught in the chain, as we all knew would happen.
I have a feeling you probably didn't get this.
Now, is this a tricycle? Or are we talking the...
I don't know. Let's read more, shall right. we? Let's do explore together. Carl Grove, he's 90 years old. He's a cyclist. He was stripped of his world record title after failing a drug test.
What?
He initially set the record during the United States Masters Track National Championships in July. Tested positive for the band.
Lipitor.
Viagra? What?
What is it? The blood pressure med. Oh my goodness! You son of a bitch. Epetrombolone, an anabolic steroid, and clomiphene, an ovulatory stimulant.
In case he wants to have some more babies.
Why would he need an ovulatory stimulant?
I do not know.
It must work on something else
at
too.
At this point, if they walked in and test anyone in the universe, it seems like every cyclist has something. In
have
their
you
body.
Ridden a bike? It's hard work.
No, but I mean, are these drugs floating around in the... I don't know. It just seems ridiculous. So is this guy... I would figure, what is he, 90 years old? I'd figure his blood is primarily HGH.
According to the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, USADA.
Yeah.
As opposed to the World Anti-Doping Agency. Remember that WADA?
Yeah.
You know, that was an
what'll I do?
The positive test.
In Kalamazoo.
The positive test results likely resulted from him eating a contaminated piece of meat.
What?
Prior to the race.
Oh, BS.
Baloney.
Maybe it was baloney.
Could have been baloney.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah.
Could have been a nice hunk of corned beef.
But Braunschweiger? We don't know. Whatever the nursing home
I bet it was stool softener. So if you're 90 and are taking steroids, now you have the stamina of an 85-year-old. This is ridiculous. Cycling can't get a break. Is everybody cheating? What's going on?
I don't know.
This seems fake to me.
I talked to a cyclist once. He said he has to consume 12,000 calories a day.
A day?
Yeah. I go, how do you do it? He goes, I drink most of it.
That seems like a lot.
That's a lot.
Now, if you had to, let's just hang on a second. Check, you have the music.
Here comes
top
the
three foods you'd eat if you had to consume 12,000 calories a day.
Oh, man. I mean, there'd be a heaping plate of nachos in there. Oh. Number one, just nachos with everything you can think.
And nachos are like 1,500 or something,
they're
I think.
They're always real.
A serving of nachos especially are like 1,600 calories.
You throw sour cream on anything, add your caloric intake 1,000.
Yeah.
And then,
Yeah, I saw an interview with Robert De Niro, and he was talking about how he had to gain all that weight. Boy, that would be fun.
I heard milkshakes.
Yeah. What do you think, if you had to, what would you consume?
Pigs in a blanket. I like pigs in a blanket.
Yeah. I can say I had one of the greatest things I've ever had in my mouth. don't get on that.
What was her name?
Does this go back to the problem you had with your bed, right?
No, that's God, that was unbelievable. I was at this restaurant the other night, and I had these I got into a kind of an argument with the person who was the server. It was a dessert donut.
Yeah.
You got into an argument with a server at a restaurant?
And the chef, by the way.
Let's bring the chef into this. Certainly he'll back me up.
Is this the maple syrup thing?
No, this is the these donuts. They were the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
Is it here in town?
Oh, yeah. I've had them.
They were. Oh,
I was hoping it was out of town.
I was looking at the dessert menu. Looking at the dessert menu when I said, what exactly is this? It's a dessert donut? Then he goes, well, actually, they're donut holes.
Ooh.
Well, totally different. I think we can establish that. You've got your globular donut hole versus the spherical donut itself. Turned out that, but they were the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh, wow.
You know,
they cooked them fresh, and I don't even know what's inside. I'm not kidding. A one bite, and then I got into a little bit of trouble.
Why?
Well, I was supposed to be splitting them with Kelly, and I thought she wasn't really that interested in them, so I ate three of the four before she noticed. Then, of course, I offered to get another four of them because they were the greatest thing I'd ever eaten in my life.
And that didn't fly. Huh?
Then the chef came over. We talked about the fact that maybe you should put on the menu donut holes.
How did the chef feel about this?
Well, I told him they were the greatest thing I'd ever eaten, so I think he was okay with it.
All right.
I'd eat those if I had.
What happens when you do stuff like this at restaurants around town?
Would you like
to hear a little snapshot? Like, we'll go into the same restaurant, and it starts like this. Do you work with Tom? Yeah. Well, he was in here, and he made the chef cry. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's how it normally goes.
What's the greatest thing you've ever had in your mouth, Christine? Don't go down. Don't go down the vulgar road.
My goodness. I don't know.
Best food you've ever eaten?
Best food I've ever eaten?
I think it would have to be a dessert. Maybe you should do categories. But if you were just down to one.
There's a cake at a restaurant near my house that's called a butter cake of some sort, and it's unbelievable.
God. How could you go wrong? You got butter, you got cake. If they called it a butter sugar cake.
And they bring it to your table really hot and with strawberries on it. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's so good. So good.
Everybody ever been to an Austrian restaurant where they have the big metal hat? Anybody?
Okay. What?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
You want to go grab some breakfast?
I'd love to.
Christy, let's go.
An Austrian restaurant with the big metal hat.
You know, I didn't think you could be more pretentious. I didn't think it was possible.
How am I supposed to sit here
and listen to you talk like this and not get upset?
It doesn't even make sense.
If I plugged Austrian restaurant into my maps right now, the nearest location would be Austria.
It was unbelievable. I'd never heard of this
before.
Was
this place in Vail?
Yeah, I was in Colorado. I was doing some skiing.
Yes, of course.
Yes, in Vail, yeah. we were walking on...
Forgive me.
Of course, you have to walk through on the backs of young children to get through the snowdrifts.
Shall we sup at the lodge again tonight? No, why don't we go to the Austrian restaurant? No, they wear these metal hats.
No, they don't wear the metal hats.
So just hear me out on this. Hear me out on this.
You were such a dick.
I think you're going to like this.
Funny anymore.
I've never heard of this before. They bring out this thing. It looks like a metal hat.
It looks like a metal hat.
You know, the traditional hat. What is that called? A fedora?
So it's a bowl. It's a bowl.
No. But it has these lips around the bottom of it.
A brim. That's what it's called. A brim.
The brim. Thank you.
A brim looking.
So the thing, and then they put this sterno underneath it, so it's hotter than hell.
Yeah.
Then they bring you this tray of raw beef and potatoes and stuff, and
you cook your own food? Pin
the meat onto the hat.
Okay.
And then they pour broth over it.
That's wild.
You climbed up my ass one side down the other about one of my favorite restaurants. I don't like to go and cook my own food. That's where you had to go through the salad bar and you pick your meat and you take it over. You're doing the same thing at this place, but you're like, it's an Austrian restaurant in Vail.
So. No, except I didn't do this. Someone else ordered it. It was far too much of a pain in the ass. So, you know, these pins, trying to pin this meat.
Have you been to the sushi places where you can cook on a hot rock, stuff like that?
Ooh. Yeah. Nice.
It's a lot of Korean places.
It's kind of like weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Did you try it?
Yeah. Oh, it's just beef cooking on a big metal hat at the table.
You know me. He knows. You say hat at a joke, and I'm laughing harder than I ever have in my
life. One of the oddest things I'd ever seen. But the beauty of it is it takes forever. So if you're having a nice, pleasant conversation with people, you've got plenty of time, because before your next bite, you've got to pin it to the metal hat on the table, which at one point did catch the table on fire. That's a different story.
Okay, so I Googled images for Austrian cooking technique using a metal hat.
Is it there?
There you go. And it comes up.
And Google said, have you been talking to Tom?
It was real.
Huh.
So back to our, greatest food you've ever eaten, seriously. Would it have to be I think it would have to be a dessert.
No, I like Jess's lasagna. I mean, I know this sounds like a kiss-ass.
No,
is that a euphemism?
That's right.
No, I have said this before.
Give me the old lasagna.
We've done the old, if you could only eat one thing. We had the story earlier, or last year, about the guy that ate the same thing every day for whatever, 70 years or something. Yeah. If you could only eat one thing, for me it would be spaghetti. Ace, for you it would be what?
Pizza.
Pizza. Chicken.
Lasagna? Well, that lasagna. There's an ice cream place near my house that has a flavor called Graham Central Station.
Oh, nice. Great band.
Larry Graham from Sylvester.
Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah.
God, it's great.
Sounds good.
Oh, man, it's good.
Josh,
like Graham crackers. And
I've had that at your house.
Graham
it was
Central
delicious.
Station.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had that.
Peanut butter and jelly. Would be my
really.
That's my favorite food. Yes,
mm-hmm. Gotta be you and my 5-year-old.
Like on a white bread there, hillbilly.
Yeah, I prefer just Wonder Bread. Yeah,
you're calling him a hillbilly.
That's right. You heard me. Correct.
I can get real Wonder Bread, Jif, smooth peanut butter, and
Smuckers.
Typically ever, Smuckers grape.
Yeah,
yep. Preserves or jelly?
Jelly, but I love Smuckers blackberry jam. Boy, are they proud of it. It's like $12 an ounce.
Hey, Tom.
It's like caviar.
Why don't you tell Josh the difference between jelly and jam?
Well.
I believe I'm aware.
I can't jelly this.
Jelly this microphone.
Baseball bat. Full Caligula.
You put mayonnaise on your peanut butter and jelly?
What?
Of course not.
I've heard of that.
What?
I've heard
of
that.
Sort of monster?
That's
I've
disgusting.
What?
That is
mayonnaise and peanut butter and jelly.
I think it's good.
No, that's immoral somehow. Christy Lee, one food for the rest of your life?
I always say popcorn, but I like hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't put any
butter. I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Heinz 57. And
French fried potatoes. The quote, the great Jimmy Buffett thing.
What a lyric. I'll live forever.
Great song. I don't know
I like
what's wrong
a good
with
cheeseburger.
It.
Stinks
I'm
on
really
ice.
Onto
great
that
song.
Right now.
What's wrong?
You don't put any butter topping on your popcorn, though, do you?
Nothing. Just salt.
I have missed. I've missed the previews putting butter on my popcorn. Walking into the movie theater.
Minutes worth?
Minutes worth of butter.
But you then put, your hands are all greasy.
Yes. No, you allow for that with napkins and the base of the bag. And oh, man.
And you know my famous technique.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the places.
That throws popcorn everywhere.
The famous, the places that have that fake butter in the squirter machine.
Like they all do now.
If you take a straw, which, by the way, are becoming illegal. I found that out again yesterday. I'm going to start carrying my own.
Do they have straws?
I believe I gave you one for Christmas.
Yes. Do they have straws at the Austrian hat restaurant?
Of course.
But like real straws or like metal straws? Or?
Delightful straws. They are made of plastic. I hope to find one on a seal's nose one of these days.
I hope to.
Speaking of monsters.
I think as a culture we can figure out a way to dispose of straws, okay? Instead of depriving us of
evidently
them.
Evidently we can't. You're on the wrong side of this.
No, I'm on the right side. No, this is a...
We can't. It's
a hoax?
Bad.
Hoax. You think it's a hoax?
No.
As I drink out of my plastic water bottle.
Yeah, okay.
And my styrofoam.
This is so people in Beverly Hills at the award shows can feel better about themselves.
Oh, my God.
You just spent 2 weeks in Aspen.
I was in Vail. There's a big difference.
Whatever.
I would never go to Aspen.
Good Lord.
Some of our party spent some time there. The fine place. And in any of it, let's just move on. I think we're...
Someone just emailed us. Tom is being extra nice today because when he asked Josh if he had to eat 12,000 calories a day, Tom didn't ask, how much would you have to cut back?
that's an astute listener there. Yes.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.